Oh, hi, Adam. Thank you for calling back. I tried to call you back because it got disconnected on my end, too. And I got that your mailbox was not set up. So I'm glad that you called back.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I always tell people that that's a pet peeve of mine. You know, when you pay a company for marketing to get your phone ringing, make sure that when they call you that they can leave a message. So I was actually glad that I saw that because I can kind of give you that little friendly reminder to get that done. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. I will get that done. No, I apologize. My phone went into SOS mode for some reason, and I couldn't even make a phone call for like 5 minutes, so.
I thought
anyways,
so because I was talking and it just went dead, but it looked like we were still connected. So I waited a minute or two and it didn't like do anything different. So I hung up and called you. And then that's when I heard the mailbox not set up. So, yep. But we were just kind of wrapping everything up anyway and letting you know that you're all set for the morning. So, I'll send you the email on the other, you know, program. So when you're ready, you can reach out. And in the meantime, have a really profitable year. I'm so glad that this worked out for you, Adam. What's causing you
Thank
to beef
you.
Up your marketing again now?
Well, I took a year and a half off.
Oh, you did?
Company and I just started a whole new entity. Yes, ma'am. I just started a whole new entity, which is Leonard Branches Landscaping. So I'm trying to get back into the nitty gritty again.
I love it. Yeah. I love the name of your company too. It's so creative. It's simple for landscaping, but it's also creative. And I think that because I don't feel like I'm a very creative person. So when I see something like that, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Oh,
you.
You know what? I just asked
actually,
you, vine and branches, you want the and written out, right? Not the and symbol?
No, the and symbol, please.
Okay, good. I'm glad I asked because most people will put the symbol, but on yours I saw it where it was written out, so I just wanted to double check. So, okay,
yes.
I'll fix
ma'am.
That.
No, when I create the logo, the and sign is going to be a vine branch, so I want the and sign.
Oh, cool. That's very cool.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, a verse from the Bible inspired it, so.
Oh, I'm a believer too. That's great. Yep. I am the vine. You are the branches. Oh, that's cool.
Yes, ma'am.
I love
it.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. There's a bunch of us here that are believers now. And, you know, oftentimes if we have a good call, we'll send the little acronym PTL, meaning praise the Lord, to each other, you know, so it's so cool. Yeah.
Yes,
it's nice to talk to another believer. That's great. You have a nice fellowship up there in Spokane.
Oh, yeah. This place is a very big Christian community. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's awesome. You know what? My daughter's best friend went to college there at Gonzaga, and she didn't tell me that it was a big Christian community, but she's a Christian, too, so that's good to know. She was in good hands for the 4 years that she was there, for sure, with that spiritual influence, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, there's a place awesome. Right next to Gonzaga that teaches young children, or not children, I'd say 18 to 25 young adults about faith and stuff, and there's like over 100
uh-huh.
Gonzaga students that go there.
Wow, what's it called?
It's called The Well.
The Well, okay. I'm going to ask her about that because she's back here in California now. She just landed a big fancy job at a bank in downtown LA. So she had to like relocate from Orange
awesome.
County to LA and she got married. But yeah, I'm going to ask her if, you know, if she remembers that well, if it was there when she went, you know, so.
Yes, ma'am.
But
that
she
cool.
graduated not too long ago because she's still young. She's only, what, 26 years old. So after she graduated Gonzaga, she went out to Pepperdine in Malibu and got her master's degree. And now she has that big fancy job. And her husband that she just married, he works for a finance company out of Hawaii, but they're letting him work remotely. But he also speaks at his church in Hawaii every now and then. So I always told her, wouldn't it be amazing if you become like some big bank executive and he becomes a pastor? And
That would be a really cool dynamic. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what I
All
was
right,
always
well,
thinking. Yeah, that's my vision for them. But yeah, thank you for telling me about The Well. I'm sure she's familiar with it. So I'm going to ask her about it and then I'll keep you posted next time we talk. Okay.
Okay, I do have another question.
Sure.
I pay for it and everything, am I going to get assigned an agent, or are you going to be, or I'm like, you know what I mean?
Well, what I always tell people is that you can use me as a point of contact, and you'll appreciate my extension because you're a Christian. My name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So you could always call in and use that. Yeah, I've been here 14 years, and the first two times I asked for it, they're like, no, you can't have it. Someone else does. And the third time we were redoing our phone system, and they finally let me have it. And the other girl that wanted it is a believer, too, and she said, you know what? If I can't have 777, I'll take 316. So it all worked out.
Awesome.
Yeah, she got 316, okay. And I got the 777. Yeah, but I preface that and tell you this, Adam, that when you call, I'm not a technician and I don't do programming, so there might be an occurrence where you call me and I can't help you, but by all means, you know, call me and then I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, yeah, so I'll text that to you too, just so you don't have to write it down or anything, my direct line, and then if you need anything else moving forward, you'll also see that on the bottom of the email that I'm going to send you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, any other questions for now?
No, that's it.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'm so excited for you. I look forward to getting this going again, and then my technician will be calling you tomorrow around 8 o'clock, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.